Mishtatev Inish Nafshei Badi Tziburin. When you daven a tefillah, you should say it for Loshen Rabin. Be Mishtatev like you be Mispalo for the whole Tzibur. So Rashi, Al Yispalo tefillah Kitzora Beloshen Yochid El Beloshen Rabin. Shemitech Kach Tfilosin Nishmas. If you daven Beloshen Rabin, then the tefillah will be Nishmas. Heichi Neima, how should we say, what's the Nusa? This is the Nusa that we do say. Yirotel Mufonecho Hashem Elokeinu Shetelicheinu. You say Loshen Rabin like, the Shalom. Everything is new, all the Selecheinu, all the Fatileinu, the Satmecheinu, everything is new, Beloshen Rabbim. Mufarshim bring down that this Inyan to say a Bakosha Beloshen Rabbim is only a tefillah that the Rabbim says. And Moshe, this is a takona. When you go on the derech, you're supposed to make a brach with Sunsi Wen. See, about everybody has this halacha to say the brach, you just say it Beloshen Rabbim. Although you see somebody sick, or you have some tzara, that you want to spala privately for yourself, then avad you could daven beloshen yochid. There's no way to say beloshen rabin. It's only here that everybody has this mitzvah to say a tefillah before they go on the derech. So it's hard to say beloshen rabin. But if you have your own tzara, you're davening for your own purpose, then you should say beloshen yochid. So the Gemara, Omer Rabbi Yaakov, Omer Rabbi Chizda. Before, in Amos Matzah, Gemara, when do you start saying this tefillah a derech? Omer Rabbi Yaakov, Omer Rabbi Chizda, Mishor Shemahalach b'derech. When you start your traveling, when you're on the derech, is not before you leave the house. No, it's called Shemahalach b'derech, you're on the derech. Now, halacha is brought down, kol zaman you're in the city, you shouldn't start saying tefillah b'derech. It's only when you went outside the city, 70 amis away from the last house of the city. Maisa today, it's pretty hard to get it, because no matter where you travel, you always can say the houses, 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 houses. So the kids, you have to be at least on the highway, you're on the way, not when you just left your house around the block. You have to try and be at least on the highway or on the road. Mishor Shemahalach B'derech. For the Gemara Ad Kama, so Rashi learns Zmana Lispalo, till how long do you have time to daven? Omer Rabbi Yaakov, Omer Rabbi Chizda Ad Parsa. So the big machlekes, what does exactly Gemara mean Ad Parsa? Till a parsa is 4 mil, a mil is around a half a mile. So Rashi Ad Parsa, Avoloi Li'acha Sholach Parsa. That's one shot. If the first parsa is the first like 2 miles of your trip, that's when you're supposed to say Tzfilos Aderech. And if you didn't say it then, you can't say it anymore. That's one shot. But v'hag meforesh ad kama means yivakesh leilach shiay tzorach l'spalo. Fakir, how long of a trip do you have to take in order to have a chiyah to say tzfilos aderech? If you just go a short distance, you don't have to say tzfilos aderech. If between two cities there's less than a parsa in between, there's no chiyah to say. Okay, the trip has to be at least ad parsa. Afilu zetrashi ein lo leilach ela ad parsa. Avoderech prochus mi parsa ein tzorach l'spalo tzfilos zu. We pass like this. If the trip is less than a parsa, you don't have to say tefillah aderech. Now we also hold another pshat ad parsa means, let's say you went on the derech and you didn't say tefillah aderech. How much more do you have to go that you could still say tefillah aderech? If you still have a parsa to travel, you can still say tefillah aderech. That's another pshat in the Gemara. We pass like that also. If you didn't say it yet, if you still have at least 2 more miles to go till you reach your city, then you're allowed to say tefillah aderech. Ve'echi matzli'lo. How do we say tefillah aderech? Is Rav Chizda Rama Ma'umet. Right, so you have to stop traveling and stand up and say it. Rav Sheshe Sama Afilu Mahalach. No, you're allowed to say tefillah aderech even when you're traveling, when you're sitting in a car, riding the horse, whatever you're doing. Afilu Mahalach, you're allowed to say it. That's how we pass it. The Tzayi Shtap Tzayi says, Avheichi Matzulay Afilu Saderech Koi. We only ask Mashal about Tefillah Saderech. Rav Sheshe Sama Mahalach. We came along for Rav Sheshe. That's what we pass it. That you could say tefillah aderech even when you're traveling. Rav Chizda Zatli Maramaisa, Rav Chizda Rav Sheshe Sevikaz Libiyucha. They both traveling together on the road. Is Kom Rav Chizda Vakom Atzli. As Rav Chizda Lishitos, they hold, Tfilos Aderech is Davka standing up. He stopped and stood up to say Tfilos Aderech. Omale Rav Sheshe. Rav Sheshe asked Lashama, yes, to Shamish. My Kaavig Rav Chizda, what is Rav Chizda doing? So Drashi Rav Sheshe was more Renayim, he was a little blind. He couldn't see too good. So he didn't know exactly what was going on. He just knew they stopped now. So yes, the Shamish, what is Rav Chizda stopping us for? Is Omalei Koyu Matzli. So the Shamish told Rav Sheshes, you should know Rav Chizda stopped because he wanted to stand up to say Tzvil Zaderech. Omalei, Rav Sheshes answered back, Lei Bazoi, Ukmon Nami, Ledidi. Let me also get up and say Tzvil Zaderech. The Atzli, and I'll be Mispal Tzvil Zaderech. Why? Even though Rav Sheshes holds, you don't have to stand up. Of an Indian for me, Yais Toiv Atikur Ra. About my Chavri is doing something good, doing a Dovet Toiv, it's not nice that I should be doing something ra. Said Rashi, Miyois Toiv Al Tikra Ra, Hoyova Niyochol Is Falom Umud. Since I could daven standing up, Shrei chaveroi say omedis. My chaver is standing up. Lo ekra ra lispalo mahalich. I won't daven while I'm walking, because in his eyes it's called a ra. Yafal fisha mutter. See, even though I'm allowed to do it sitting down, but in front of Rav Chisda, since in his eyes I'm going to be called doing something wrong, not so good, he didn't want to do like that. For the halacha, we pass along the sheshes. You're allowed to say tefillah derech even when you're driving, when you're sitting. So tomorrow, ma'yiko ben havinenu letefillah kitzur. Now going back to Shmon Esrei, we have two types of tefillahs. A tefillah havinenu, that's called me'ein. These are not called main Shmon Esrei. Now, Havineinu was you'd say the first three brachas and the last three brachas, and you kolel all the middle brachas in one nusach. But the more my ben Havineinu, we would do like this, Letfilos Kitzara. So the Chlau, we had a Tfilos Kitzara, but Mokim Sakono, you just say one bracha Shmei Tfilos. So the more Havineinu, Voye Letzluya, Gimel Kamaisa, Gimel Basraisa. But Havineinu, you have to say the first three brachas of Shmon Esrei and the last three brachas of Shmon Esrei. Just the middle 11 brachas, you call the Lord on one bracha Havineinu, and you end up with Shmei Tvila. Vaita v'chimata lebeisi, when you get home, is this head to the daven Havineinu was only if you're on the derech, you're traveling, and you're not going to be able to have kavana, you're torah, you have this head to say such a tvila. But v'chimata lebeisi, later when you reach home, leiboy lamhadu tzluyeh, but you don't have to daven over again. Hey, Tfilas Havineinu is called the Shmon Esrei. Because you said the first three brachas and last three, and all the bakoshas in the middle, you said them beremes in one bracha, you are yaitzeh mitzvah tefillah. Ma'ashen kem betefillah kitzorah, that's even a smaller bracha we had before, the makim sakon, you're afraid of the lispim. You just make one bracha, shmeh tefillah, zemara loiboy letzluyeh loy gimel kemais, you don't have to say the first three brachas of Shmon Esrei, loy gimel basraisa, not the last three brachas. Other the chimata lebeisa, when you reach home, you have to daven over again, because this tefillah ketzara is not called Shmon Esrei. You didn't say main all 18 brachas, so you have to daven over again. Observe the kasher is, so what do you say tefillah ketzara altogether for? If when you get home and you have to daven over again, so why say tefillah ketzara? The pashup shati is that you're on the derech and you don't know if you're going to reach it home or not by the end of the man's tefillah. So you're afraid maybe the whole Zman will go away without davening. So it's kedai at least to say some type of bakasha. Even though you're not makayim mitzvah tefillah, but you are saying some bakasha during the Zman of tefillah, there's such an inyan. But if you do make it home before the Zman finishes, before 4 hours of the day, or else by night time you make it home before the morning, then you have to daven Marav, you have to daven Shmon Esrei over again.
You have to go over again to daven maybe? For
a Kitzara,
you have to.
Right, no, that's the Marav's Kitzara, you don't have to. That you don't have to. The Gemara in Hilchasa, how we paskin, Havineinu ma'umei. Havineinu, you're supposed to stay standing up, because it has some type of a din tefila, like you're saying, you don't have to daven over again. But since you have to say the first three brachas and the last three brachas, it has a din shmon esrei, so you have to say it standing up. But shenken tefila kitzaram, this small bracha of shemei tefila, it's not called the shmon esrei, the mele bein ma'umei bein mahalach. You could even say it sitting down. Because the only time we have a chiyuv to stand up by davening is only by Shmon Esrei. That's the only chiyuv. That's called Amid Lefnei Hashem. But Tefillah Ketzara is not called Shmon Esrei. You could say it sitting down also. Trashi b'chimoto lebeisei boyim hadol tzluyei shrei lo hispalo klum mitfilah sitches. Hey, so Tefillah Ketzara is not called Tefillah Mitches. So you have to daven over again if you make it home during this man's tefillah. Right, hayyurechav ala chamor. The Mishnah says, you're riding on your chamor, you don't have to come off. Tana Rabbanan, hayyurechav ala chamor, you're running on the donkey, v'giyah z'man tefillah, comes the z'man to daven shachris. Is, in yesh, loy mishi yorchez es chamoroi, yored lamata v'ispal. If you have somebody to watch your chamor, so then you could get off and daven, and you're not going to be torahed, worrying, I may this can get lost. So you can have kavon, you're supposed to do that. V'imlad, if you have nobody to watch your chamor, so by getting off, you're just going to be more worried, maybe you're going to lose it, it's better, Yoisha bim koim of Yispawu. Kedai to sit on the donkey and daven sitting. Rabbi Yoimer, Rabbi says, Benkach or Benkach, Yoisha bim koim of Yispawu. Rabbi says, no, even if you have somebody to watch the chamor, still it's kedai to sit down and daven. Why? If he shein daitim, Yoshevis alone. If you have to stand up and before you know you want to leave and you're still worried where the chamor is going to be, you're going to have to hear this, it's kedai to sit on the chamor, you'll have more yishuvadah. But the ikkar from davening is to have kavon yishuvadah. Oh, my brother, Vitem Rabbi Shur ben Levi, Alokha Karebi, we take a paskin like Rebbe. Then they were Moshe Feinstein paskin, if you're on an airplane, Havad is better to daven sitting down, Shimon Esri. Because you try and find a place in the back to stand up, everybody knows it's very hard to have kavonah. People don't come by and move you, and you're afraid of them. So you can't have kavonah so good there. So it's kedai to sit down. This Gemara says it's kedai to sit down and have kavonah.
Why can't you just hold on to the reins yourself while you're standing?
If you could. Meaning by your seat, you mean?
I mean, I'm talking about the chamor. Example, why don't you just hold on to the reins? But you have to find someone else to hold it for you.
I'm also staying kavonah. Let's say he starts pulling in the middle of Shimon Esrei.
What about an animal that doesn't pull? Like, is this a chamor or other animals?
Yeah, some any animal would be like that. The dog goes, any animal's like that. You hold him, you can never know what he's going to do. Maybe he'll start moving, he'll distract you. So Mashenki, if you're sitting, you'll have less distraction. So it's kedai to sit down, and you'll have more kavonah that way. But Avada and Shul, you can't say that. The guy says, I'm very tired today. I'll have more kavonah sitting down. Let me sit down now rather than sitting up. That you can't say. It's only here where there's a good reason for it. Now we know you're worried about what's going on, so you have a right to sit down better than standing up. So about this, the mylan standing up. The Ashton's supposed to make a tree. You have to bend down, bow down. So if you're sitting down, you can't do it. Allah has brought down, even if you were sitting down, if it's possible, just when you say Baruch Ato, to stand up today, to be able to bend down to make the kriya, you should do that. Like if you're on the airplane, it's possible to stand up just when you say the Baruch Ato, you should stand up then and bow down, then sit down, and just for the kriya, like get up. It's not a question of sakona here. Just a question, you're not going to have enough kavanah. If somebody is on the walking, he has to walk someplace now. He knows he has to get there. It's a lot of damage Shimon Esri when you're walking. And since if you know you have to get someplace, if we're going to tell you you have to stop walking and start davening, you're going to have Torah in your mind. I have to go. I have to get finished. You're not going to have kavanah. So in such a case, you have a head to daven Shimon Esri when you're walking. Well, the ikkar for Shimon Esri is to have kavanah. Yeah. We talk about this like this place also. Mechaber brings down. In the case where you have to walk someplace, you have to get there, and if you're going to stop walking, you're not going to have such kavanah. It's going to bother you. You have a head to daven Shimon Esri while you're walking. Tana Rabbana. Sumo. Person is blind, or else you don't have a compass, you don't know where the ruchas are, where Marav is, where Mizrach is. If you have liboy, can get over Shabbashmain. When you're davening, the kavon at least have as if you're davening in front of Hashem. Shenema vispalu al Hashem. You're davening to Hashem means like as if you're in front of Hashem. Trash the chavnes aruchas, that's sad Eretz Yisrael. You don't know where is Eretz Yisrael, because it's been lameo. Like we'll soon see, tail Yerushalayim is called a tail Shalkol Peinaboy. Everybody turns towards Yerushalayim. When you daven, we face towards Mizrach now, that's towards Eretz Yisrael. But if you don't know where the place is, then at least b'kavona you have to feel the daven of Hashem. For your Eimed b'chutzlor, someone like us standing in chutzlor, Yechaven is libu k'neged Eretz Yisrael. You should be mechaven k'neged Eretz Yisrael. So it's two halachas. That you're supposed to face towards Mizrach, towards Eretz Yisrael, and b'libo you're supposed to feel as if you're mamish in the base Kodesh HaKadoshim. We daven to Hashem derech Hatzim. For Yoimid Eretz Yisrael, you're in Eretz Yisrael itself. Yechaven esliba keneged Yerushalayim. Then mi nechav keneged Yerushalayim. Shenema vispalu el Hashem derech Ir. Asher bruchatzim. That's Yerushalayim. For Yoimid Yerushalayim, somebody's in Yerushalayim. Yechaven esliba keneged Beis Hamikdash. Shenema vispalu el Abayis Hazir. So the Abayis means the Beis Hamikdash. For Yoimid the Beis Hamikdash, or in the Beis Hamikdash itself. Yechaven esliba keneged Beis Kodesh Hakadoshim. In the chaven keneged the Beis Kodesh Hakadoshim. Shenema vispalu ala mokim hazeh. Is mokim hazeh? That's the Kodesh Hakadoshim. That's the most the kodeshika place. For Yoimed the Beis Kodesh Hakadoshim. Right, so it's the Kohen Gadol. When he went in on Yom Kippur to the Kodesh Hakadoshim, but when he had hetter to go in there, and you want to daven there, is Yechaven esliba keneged Beis Hakaparis. You should face towards the Oren, towards the Kaparis. That's where you should daven. For Yoimed achure Beis Hakaparis. Let's say you're in the back of the Kaparis. Is then Yira Atzmai Kilo Lefnei HaKaparis. It's not enough just to face it, because you're facing the back of it. So believe what you should feel, think as if you're in front of the Kaparis. Nimsa, from the Sois, Oymed V'Mizrach. If somebody lives on Mizrach side of Eretz Yisrael, Machs upon of Lamarav. He should face towards Marav. The Marav, that's where we are now, we're in the Marav side of Eretz Yisrael, is Machs upon of Lamizrach. We should face towards Mizrach. The Dorm, somebody lives on Dorm side of Eretz Yisrael, Machs upon of Tzofen. face Sofen, to be facing towards Eretz Yisrael. Bit Sofen, you're living in Sofen side, is Machzor Pon of the Durm, turns toward the south side. Nimso Kol Yisrael Machavonim Eslivo Nomokim Echad. All Klai Yisrael is davening towards one place, towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Omer Rav Avin Vitemir Rav Avin Amai Kuro, where's the Pasuk for this? And it says in Shiashirim, Kemigdal Dovitz Avarecho, Bonal Talpiyos. Like his neck is like a migdol, that Bonal Talpiyos is built on top of a tail on the high point. That means tail, this high point of Yushalayim, Shekol Pios Pain the Boy. Everybody's facing towards this high place. That's the base of Migdish. So Drashi, Ahure Deisakatarish Bemarav Azoro. How you Drash in back of them, of the Azoro, how you Yudah Allah family, 11 Amis. Chotze Mikoiso Beish Kodesh HaKadoshim Mokoisum Arovi. You're in the back of the Kaporis in the Yud Aleph Amis, so then make believe as if you're facing in front of it. Right. So the Gemara, and Lalach has brought down, you're supposed to have both Kavonis, like you're supposed to face towards Mizrach, and the Kavoni is supposed to feel as if your mom is like in front of the Beis Hamikdash davening. Avu Adishmuel of Gemara, Avu Adishmuel Velevi. She have a boye lemeifik liurcha. They have to go on a journey that day. The question now is, when you should daven shachris? There's a problem daven on the road. You can't daven standing up, and to daven before he leaves, it's a little bit early. So the maisa was having mekadmei yomatzah. You should daven before they left. Before they left in the morning, it was very early. They daven shmon esrei, but not krishma. So he have a motis man krishma kari. When it came to zman, at least mishayakir to say krishma. That's when they first said krishma. So the Gemara come on, who behold like? Say, hi Tana, Titania, Hishkim Lot Tetadera. Somebody has to leave early in the morning on the road, is Naviyim Lo Shofar Fatakeya. He's allowed to be Mekayim Mitzvah Shofar early in the morning. It's even Rosh Hashanah. You have to walk someplace, and you're going to be busy throughout walking, be Mekayim the Mitzvah Tekiya Shofar right now. The Chiddush is, even though it's before Netzach Hamah. But the Chura Tosis said that it has to be after Eilos HaShachar. Like we always learn, Midiraisa, daytime starts at Eilos HaShachar. So Midiraisi, you could be Mekayim Mitzvah Shofar or Mitzvah Tefillah by Eilos HaShachar. Even though Metchilah you're not supposed to daven Shachar until Netzach Hamah, or all mitzvahs you shouldn't do until Netzach Hamah, here be the Eved, you have to go on the Derech, you're allowed to do the mitzvahs after Eilos HaShachar. The Lulav, who then they brought the Lulav then? Umanane, he shook the Lulav. Megillah was on Purim, Vakarabor. He used to lay the Megillah in the morning, Abi was after Eilos HaShachar. Later, when it came to Zman of Mishayakir, when you could start saying Krishma, Kaira, he used to say Krishma. Hishkim Leisha B'Kurain, he knew he had to sit now on the wagon. Ibisvin, he knew he had to take a journey on the boat. And it's very hard to have Kavana on the boat. Is Mispal, you could daven now early, yesterday, early Sashachar in the morning, before you leave. Ugashagiyah Zman Krishma, when it comes to Zman Krishma, is Kareya. Lane it later. But the pshat is Krishma, this is Kavon, just the first Pasuk Shema Yisrael. So that Kavon is, it shayach to have, even though you're in a makam of a boat, or you're riding. It was such a small Kavon, you could have it this manner. So that is better to say Krishma this manner, since you could have Kavon. Mashenkin Shemon Esrei is a long Kavon, so if you can't have it when you're traveling, he yelled it was Kedai to daven Shemon Esrei early, before he left. That's one shita. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Loimen, no, Benkach uBenkach Kareya Krishma Mispal. He held no, it's not Kedai to daven early before you leave the house, no, rather wait when you're on the road, and it comes the Zman of Mishayakir, or Vesikin, say Krishma, and then daven Shemon Esrei, even though you'll have to sit down, and you'll be on the road. Why? What's his Svara? Kadesha Yisma Gulu Latvila. It's a big Svara to be Sena Gulu Latvila. And Lamaisa, the Achrenu bring down, this is the way we're knowing. That we're not knowing to daven Shemon Esrei early and later, Krishma. No, we're knowing if you have to go on the Derech, and it's too early now to rather wait and say Krishma and Tfilah Vizmano when you're on the Derech. You know, like of Shimon Elozo. Fred Gemara Vamaikim Miflugi, what's the Machlokes of Shimon Ben Elozo and the Tanakama and Avu Adishmul and Levi? Masova Tfilah Me'umad Odin. First one holds davening at home early, standing up, is a big milah. So it's kedai to daven first before you leave, standing up, rather than daven late and be mekayim mitzvah sam gula tefila. But matzover shemal averoza holds no mitzvah gula tefila. It's more kedai to daven later when you say krishma and then shemon esrei because you be mekayim the mitzvah sam gula tefila, even though you have to daven then sitting down. So that's machlokes. See Rashi. Rashi says the chiddush here: have the mekadmi to have to leave early in the morning. Rashi koydim hayoyim before the day even started. So Tosfos learns Pshat and Rashi. Tosfos learns Avuah b'Shmur of Levi. Tosfos says Pirush Rashi Koydem Omen Hashachar. Tosfos learns in Rashi Koydem Ayomid even before the day starts, even before Avuah Hashachar you're allowed to daven Shmoneh Esrei. But Rashi Shita. So Tosfos learns Nira. He came with how you somebody cloud. The dying name Ayomid. You can't daven Shachar at the night time, and day first starts Avuah Hashachar. So before Avuah Hashachar, Pshiti can't daven Shmoneh Esrei. Therefore Tosfos Kach Nira Kapirush Arach. The Mishael Omer Hashachar cover. He only davened after Unas Hashachar, but about before Unas Hashachar, he can't be Yotzei Shmoneh Esrei. And we talk like Tosfos, and even in Rashi, I thought Akhrenu want to say the Molder Roim. What the Rashi doesn't mean Kedem Ayoy before Unas Hashachar. Rashi just means Kedem Anay Tachama. But even Rashi also asking you daven after Unas Hashachar. Kedem Ayoy just means before the Zman when you usually daven before Anay Tachama. By the Rashi Bekroinu Besvino, he could be Susa Damya. Like you're afraid. So you can't have too much kavanah if you're in a wagon or you're in the svina. Is karmi kriyishma yamte machgiyas man kriyishma vigrenu yachakati is balik. That's what Shimon loves hold. It's kedai to wait and daven after kriyishma. So what's the machlokes? First one, old tefila mumen odif. Sheyachol achaven es liboy. If you daven at home standing up, you can have more kavanah then. The thikol choyamadimim lespalim yumen. They would not put the daven mumen, but batayim. So it's tarchol lespalim b'derek b'mahalik. That you won't have to daven late in the derech when you walk in, you can't have so much kavanah. So you always kedai to daven early. And the next one, the Mishim Rolos, since davening late will be mekayim mitzvah, some agulah, tefillah, that's odd. So even though the Mechab himself paskins, like the Tanakama, that you should daven early before you leave, and then say Kriya Shema later, but the Achrenim bring down the Maisa with knowing the Mishim Rolos, that we never daven before Kriya Shema, you should wait until at least Misha Yakir, and then say Kriya Shema, and then daven, even if you have to be on the way. They used to first make a minyan in the house and daven together the minyan. Then they went to hear the shir. Rashi b'shabata d'riglo shlefnei pesach v'yatzeres v'sukis. So before the Yom Tovim, they used to give it to Russia. Umreima b'iroi umazutri, each one his own city. They used to dashin then. The shachris hoyuam holchem abeis medrash. In the morning, they used to go to abeis medrash to hear the drasha. They started drasha early in the morning. Of geshemegia of man krishma that came later. Misha yakir came as man krishma. Koyrin, everybody used to say krishma. For yadashin dorish, the dashin didn't stop. He kept on dashing no time. The yom nishmotim umespalim ish nevad. Everybody used to go out. They took a break to go daven shachris. That's what they did. Well, lekach. They wanted a chaparayin and minyan to daven the minyan before we go to the drosha. Right to the current krishma, mespalin the smith gula tefila. They first daven krishma and tefila, brought the nakla pirka b'dashi. Then they went to say the they went to the drosha to give it. That's what they used to do. Right to Rav Sheshes, matle badi tzibur. Sheshes wasn't makbe to have a minyan early before the drosha started. The Sheshes used to start the drosha early by Ulas Hashachar, and when it came to Zman Tfilah, he davened like Yechidus. Matzei Badi Tzibur B'Yochid. Just like everybody else did. Either they were sitting there in the middle of drosha, and he davened in the middle of drosha, or else he walked out privately to daven. Rashi, Ravashi, Hoya Rosh Yeshiva, the Mosamachdi, the Derish. Vohu Lehoya Mistfala Koyda Beis Medrash. He didn't daven Shachar before he started his drosha. Ella, kishimegiya zman krishma, when it came to zman krishma, loichesh harbe yachad the maturgman, haimid lefonav, he like told the maturgman a lot at one shot, ovoicha maturgman mashmila rabbim hukara yeshma. And while the maturgman was saying over this shot to the rabbim, but explaining it to the rabbim, he hopped around then and said krishma. The son of gula tzvila, and then he like davened also then. O mispalam yoshev, he davened sitting down. Shnohayu roitza lotzei, shnolatriach at a tibu lochim lefonav. They didn't want to get up to make the tzibur, have to stand up. Well, he's going to be walking out, so it's kedai for him to sit down with daven Shmoneh Esrei sitting down. Yeah. Rashi b'hadi tzibur just means b'shosh shatzibur nishmotim u'mispalim. Because when the tzibur used to go out to daven one by one, he sat there and daven by himself. Hinami b'hadi tzibur means k'may shu yesh b'teich tzibur. The way he was sitting in the middle of the tzibur, k'leimor, shein yaitz, he didn't go out. The Rabbi Yosel and they say the Rashi Chayzer or Mespalim Meumad Lechaven Es Liboy. But the Maisa later, when he came home, he used to daven Shmoneh Esrei over again. Why is it Rashi? He could have Kavona standing up. It's interesting. We'll soon see the Maisa how he passed in here. But Rashi holds that even though there's a head to the station Shmoneh Esrei sitting down, But Maisi, you can't have so much kavanah sitting down. Havada, when a person is standing up, when he's shuffling, or he's davening normal, that's when you could have more kavanah. There are sheishes, after the tziburah, he didn't want to stand up then, he davened shemoneh esrei sitting down. But later, when he went home, he davened over again, standing up, because he could have more kavanah that way. That was Rav Ashi's Maisi. That's Rabbi Yosef Kiyat. And Zatamara, Kiyabi Osla Beitza, when he came home, Hodi Ramatsli, movement. He used to daven over a second time standing up. And like Rashi says, because he felt he could have more kavanah that way. But the Maisa Allah, we don't fear like this. The Maisa Luyutsu, you were traveling, and you had a daven sitting down. Later, even if you reach home, when it's still Zaman Shimon Esrei, we don't, Zaman Shachris, we don't daven over again. We're not like Rav Ashi did. Rav Ashi himself held, you're supposed to daven over again. Amrilei Rabbon. Rabbon yes, Rav Ashi, for Levit Ma Kim Reimu Mazutra. Why didn't you do like Reimu Mazutra?
What did they do?
They got a minion together to daven early. The Kashmir of Ashi, why don't you also get a minion together to daven early in your house before you went to Drosha? Amalu Trichli Musa. Says too much Tircha for me to do that. Suppose you learn with too much Tircha to get a minion together. Rashi learns not like that. Rashi learns Trichli Musa. Liyacha Beis Hamed Rishat Shispal. He didn't want to wait to give Shir. The Talmidim were in the yeshiva waiting ready to hear Shir from early Elas Hashachar. He felt it wasn't nice if I'm going to be home davening while they're waiting for me. So it's g'day for him to start this Shir right away and Mamish daven later sitting down and for his daven standing up when he came home. Fredimar of 11 Mar Ki Avu Adi Shmuel V'Levi. Why don't you do like them? Stop daven yourself early in the morning before you left the house. I never saw anybody older than me do like that. As I didn't see people metchila daven shmon esrei very early in the morning, and then first kriya shma later. Like we're not knowing like that. As our minig is that later, when it comes to man krishma, say krishma, and then first later you could say shmon esrei, even though it means you have to be sitting down or going on your derech. I never saw people be nice like that to say Kriya Shema, to daven early and pray Kriya Shema later. Since I used to wait till Zman Krishma, Mela Mitzvah Lismach Tfila Achagula. It's a mitzvah to daven after I said Krishma. Lefikach Mispala Miyashim Koimulus. Could I for him to first say Krishma later Bismanoi? And Shimon Esrei said sitting down. When he was sitting down, he couldn't have that much kavanah. Before he was only sitting, his last was followed by son. Even according to Rashi, you see, our kavanah wouldn't make that much of a difference. Chur Bayos will be davening sitting down to say you're going to have much more kavanah when you're standing up. I don't know. So my thoughts are, we're not ready to daven over again. If you have to daven sitting down, Allah knows you could daven the yaitz that feel that way. And when you come home, you don't have to daven over again.
You're up to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "We have Blosav and Azai Yomir." Blosav and Azai says, "Today in Tfilas Hamusafim Ela Bechov Ir." You only have a chiyuv to daven Musaf on Shabbos, or whenever you daven Musaf, only in the Chov Ir. So Rashi learns, "Ain Tfilas Hamusafim Ela Bechov Ir" means Lo Tiknu Ela Betzibur. Chov Ir just means the ear, a city that has a tzibur. If you have a tzibur there, you have to daven Musaf. Rashi says Chov Ir means Chaburas Ir, means there are people gathering together. There's a Chabur in the city. That's the Chiddush Tov. But if you're only davening privately by yourself, then you have no Chiv, or you can't have a Musaf. That's Rabbi Elazar Mazai Shita. That you can't have a Musaf. That's all. Only the Rabbim, not the Yechidus. The Chomer of the Chomer say no. Bechov Ir, Vishalei Bechov Ir. Like we paskin, whether you daven with a tziv, whether you daven be yichidis, still avadi, you have to daven musaf, there's no difference. The tefillas musaf is musukin, whether you're in a chov Ir, or else Vishalei Bechov Ir. It doesn't make enough gemina. In both places, you have to daven musaf. Alright, turn over, continue on the other side. Just wait till the end of the tape, then turn over, continue on the other side.
No, we pass, even Yochid could also daven, has a chiyah to daven Musaf. That's what we pass him. Whether you are the rabbin or not the rabbin, you have to daven. We have Yehuda Omer Mishmoy. Yehuda said over, Trashish Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. He said another pshat in Elazar ben Azariah. that kolmokim sheish shom chavir yochet poter. If you have a tzibur, a minyan davening in your city, then the yechidim are poter. As a bee in this city, somebody gave the shvach to the Yevishtah, they said Muslim, then a yochet is poter. Of a mis yochet poter mitzvila samosofen. But mashma in a place where there's no rabbin, if there's no minyan in the shtot, then he holds the yechidim do have to daven Muslim. As a din in this city, there should be the shvach of Muslim said. So if you have a rabbin, it's enough. But if there's no rabbin, then the yochet has to say. But luckily, everybody has to say daven Muslim. So the more of Yehuda for the more Hainot Tanakama, that's Ramesh Tanakama. What are you saying different? Ikebenayu yochid shaloi bechavir. Let's say there's a yochid and there's no minion in the city. Tanakama saw a potter. Tanakama says in your blood and Messiah, a yochid never has a chit daven. Muslim is only the rabbin. You have Yehuda saw the chayiv. He only said, if there's a rabbin davening, then you potter. Master, if there's no rabbin, there's no tziba there, then even the yochid has to daven. Rashi Yochid Shloim Bechavir Yochid Hadab Yershen Shom Asara But Tanakama Leave the Rebbe Lezer The Yom Ha'le Tiknu El Asara His Yochid Zeh Potter He owes only the Chiyiv Musa Barabin For Yochid is Potter The Yav Yehuda And Yochid Potter El Bamokim Asara Shashti Yatsiva Poitre If Yehuda says no Why does every Yochid Has to really die Chiddush in Rashi Every Yochid Has to Chiyiv to Davin Just when the Shri Yatsiva Davin He likes Davin To everybody in the city But Shankar There's no Shri Yatsiva Then every Yochid Has to Davin That what, if there's a tzibah davening, then a yochid doesn't have to daven privately in his house. You said good. I never daven tfilas musa b'yochid. So it's a raya that b'yochid you don't have to daven.